Welcome to another podcast from Best Self Magazine, the leading voice for holistic health and conscious living. I'm Krista Noel, editor-in-chief, and this is the place to ignite your mind, body, and spirit with empowering articles read by the authors themselves. I'm so glad you've joined us to take a step towards your best self, to perhaps stretch your thinking further and reach a little higher. Something tells me you're here for a reason, and I'm so grateful for that. So let's get to it.
I am Steve Farrell, the co-founder and worldwide executive director of Humanities Team. I wrote a book that just came out called A New Universal Dream. I'm going to read you a short excerpt from the book. In the book, I provide lots of tools and techniques for living consciously that come from my own 50-plus year journey. The excerpt I'm going to share with you conveys some of the wisdom I've come to understand as I started living more consciously. The title of my excerpt is Choosing Your Path Anew Each Day. As part of the conscious path, it's important for each of us to look inward and figure out what we most treasure about our lives. You need to define the prosperity for yourself. Is there prosperity in your relationships, in your professional work? Is it in close, loving relationships with your partner, your kids, your friends, and/or your coworkers? Is it in your relationship with God or the natural world? Or is your prosperity in your bank account, primarily tied to your income, your investments, and your personal financial wealth? It's important to decide this because whatever your prosperity is anchored to, that is where you place your attention and thus your intention. If your treasure turns out to be primarily financial, there is a strong chance that you will never truly feel prosperous. You will notice how much more others have or fantasize about how much more you could have if only you worked more diligently, had a higher IQ, or had insider knowledge about tactics to get more. The good news is that it's never too late to change. This is what I tried to do in my own life, and if there's one message I want to underscore here, it is that no matter how far down a path you've gone, you can always change your directions. You can turn your life around and head toward happiness and fulfillment. In truth, I've done this in my own life. I have found myself off course by a little or a lot. Whenever I discover this, I'm tempted to be frustrated and upset with myself. But I know there is no value in beating myself up over it. Instead, I've adjusted my course to the more true direction for me. Once I've gotten myself back on track, I often realize the process has made me grow. So many paths can deepen your connection to others, to the earth and the universe that is our home, and to the divine that is the source of everything. Those paths are never too far from whatever path you're on. They are yours to choose for the first time or to choose anew every day that you live. You are here on the earth on a mission of sorts. When you follow your soul's calling, it will guide you to your station in life. You will know who you truly are and how to best express yourself. Being fully devoted to your calling and your conscious journey requires the discipline to work on your mission every day to the best of your ability. You are not simply a body experiencing a single lifetime and returning to dust at the end of that life. You are an eternal being, evolving over lifetimes, an offspring of the divine, with unlimited potential. Each day you will need to answer the same questions. How will I live? How will I feel at the end of the day about the choices I've made? As an offspring of the divine, we are the arms, legs, and lungs of the divine, here to do the work only humans can do. Your job is to do the work that you alone can bring to bear in the world, fulfilling your unique destiny in each lifetime and over all the lifetimes you spend here. You are made this way to be a healthy cell in the body of life around you. You will naturally feel joyful and excited when you fulfill the role that you were born for. You will feel unfulfilled and out of sync when you instead make choices that are selfish and self-serving. Matthew 6:33 in the New Testament says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added unto you." The kingdom is our sacred relationship with the divine life. We can find this kingdom when we go in prayer, meditation, and stillness. When we align with the divine, everything falls into place. We find a new prosperity and more loving relationships with family, friends, and coworkers. We feel empowered to work tirelessly for causes we care about. We have a sense of being right where we're supposed to be, which leads us to a deep, abiding peace. We can share this peace when we join hands and hearts with others. When we make this manifest in our reality, we create a new humanity and a new earth. For the sake of transparency and for perspective, before leaving Silicon Valley, I thought I had a sense of purpose. I enjoyed various rewards, yet I never truly felt settled, satisfied, or at peace. Since shifting gears with my family and coming to Colorado, I've felt far more purposeful and more in flow. I know I'm doing what I truly came into this life to do, which is fulfilling my personal mission and doing my part for the whole. As a result, my sense of cognitive dissonance is gone. The incessant tapping on my shoulder has vanished, along with the sensation of always craving more. The hole in my soul has been filled. I now feel a sense of prosperity and satisfaction far beyond anything I felt during my entrepreneur days in the technology industry. I believe this is one of the most important signposts on the conscious journey. At the end of the day, we feel full and alive instead of half empty and depleted. I am on my own personal journey. I have not reached some grand destination where I've achieved mastery of life, but I'm deliberately trying to evolve into the highest expression of who I am. I often push myself harder than I should, but it's because I'm passionate and devoted to so many things. To counter this, I'm paying closer attention to myself every day, reminding myself to take more breaks and laugh more with my team. I'm making more time to take longer walks with my dog and to just sit and enjoy the outdoors with Stephanie and our now grown children. My passion and enthusiasm even sometimes interrupt my sleep because I'm so excited about the coming day. I've made adjustments to ensure I get enough sleep to be at my best. These are just a sampling of the things I'm pursuing. In my own journey, I believe this is the kind of work that we all must do on ourselves as we seek to honor the gifts and opportunities we've been given by the source of everything there is.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from Best Self Magazine. For more inspiration and information, please visit bestselfmedia.com.